Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I have come to believe over and over again that what is most important to me must be spoken, made verbal, and shared, even at the risk of having it bruised or misunderstood. The speaking profits me beyond any other effect. We all hurt in so many different ways all the time, and pain will either change or end. Death, on the other hand, is the final silence, and that might be coming quickly now, without regard for whether I had ever spoken what needed to be said, or had only betrayed myself into small silences, while I planned someday to speak or waited for someone else's words. And I began to recognize a source of power within myself that comes from the knowledge that while it is most desirable not to be afraid, learning to put fear into a perspective gave me great strength. I was going to die, if not sooner than later, whether or not I had ever spoken myself. My silence had not protected me. Your silence will not protect you, but for every real word spoken, for every attempt I had ever made contact with other women, while we examine the words to fit a world in which we all believe, bridging our differences. And it was the concern and caring of all those women which gave me strength and enabled me to scrutinize the essentials of my living. For we have been socialized to respect fear more than our own needs for language and definition. And while we wait in silence for the final luxury of fearlessness, the weight of that silence will choke us. The fact that we are here and that I speak these words is an attempt to break that silence and bridge some of those differences between us. For it is not difference which immobilizes us, but silence. And those are so many silences to be broken.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Welcome you to my authentic lifestyle, where your silence will not protect you. My name is Mo Love, and I am the host of My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com, which means living and being our true selves, regardless of what others may think or feel about you. The opening statement was an excerpt from Sister Outsider by Audre Lorde, which she was a phenomenal black lesbian, feminist, and revolutionary poet. And today, we are going to be talking about living an authentic lifestyle. And my guest today is Miss Lovely Tambra Harris, where she will share her thoughts with us later on the show. But right now, I want to tell you a little about who Mo Love is. And I'm going to start off by saying I'm known as Monique Sharp, originally from Springfield, Massachusetts and Hartford, Connecticut. I started my adulthood here in Atlanta, Georgia, in 1989. I attended Morris Brown College, and about a year after graduating, I discovered four new aspects of myself. One of them was becoming a strict vegan due to health issues. The second one was enjoying cooking vegetarian vegan food for other people. And the third one was become an entrepreneur. And then the last one was I got involved in my first same-sex relationship. And this was all right after college, I went through the transformation. And ever since then, all four of those aspects became part of who I am today. However, today I have evolved and opened up all my boxes, I should say. Now I went from being a strict vegan to having a plant-based diet. Sometimes I add a little bit of fish. And so I opened up that box. And I also am a caterer, specializing in vegan, vegetarian, and raw food. I've taken it to another level as far as feeding a lot of different people and just sharing my love through food to a lot of people. I also enjoy online marketing to help other small businesses become more findable on the internet. And I am still involved in same-sex relationships, although I am open to the opposite sex as well. So I have opened up my boxes and I've evolved, if you just to let you know that, you know, you cannot stay in one box and you have to broaden your horizons. But I've come to believe that every experience we have in life has purpose for our self-development and well-being. So who am I to be closed-minded to my own lessons and blessings, because I may think I only supposed to be a certain way. You know, we put ourselves in there, we get trapped in that box, and we seem to get suffocated and we can't come out. And that is one of the reasons why I needed to do a show such as this one, because I've through my experiences, I've seen a lot of women keep themselves in a box and they become trapped. And so this show is based on women living in a homosexual lifestyle and authentically identifying who they are to themselves and to their community. And let me explain that a little bit. Through my experiences, I've come across several women who try to be like a man. And I have an issue about that. It doesn't seem authentic. It doesn't seem like it's their true selves. I feel like they're living a lie. And I mean, you can love who you want to love, but you don't have to be a certain way in order to be loved or love them. So I feel passionate about this topic, because I've come across some sisters that are really depressed about who they are, and they don't even know why. They don't know why. They walk around with the pants sagging. They walk around they walk around just being something that they're not. And I just found that to be disturbing. That's all. And I'm not saying that I bash any of that. I just want sisters to be their authentic selves. And in that way, just embracing themselves, loving themselves. If they've always liked red, and then now today they want blue, then so be it. That's their favorite color. But what I mean by that is, with women in same-sex relations, they just need to be who they are and just be, and not try to wear somebody else's shoes or wear somebody else's pants, especially if they don't fit. And now I'm saying that, I want to also go ahead and introduce to you to one of my lovely best friends. She's my guest today. She is a choreographer, performer, and rehearsal director of BY Mata, which she specializes in dance, song and rhythms of the African diaspora. She is also a dance teacher at Drew Charter School and the founder of Dance Soul Productions, whose mission is to promote unity and philanthropy through artistic and humanitarian projects surrounding dance as it is employed for performance, education, exercise, creative expression, and cultural exchange. So, without further delay, here is my best friend and beautiful spirit, Miss Tambra Harris.
Hello, Monique.
Hi, Tambra. How are you? Thank you so much for coming on this show.
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm great. You know, I'm a little nervous. Being that this is my first show,
yeah,
I want to thank
proud
you.
Of you though.
I want to thank you for being my first guest on my Authentic Life show, radio show.
Absolutely.
On lifeconversationsradio.com. And that number is 347-426-3346. So, Ms. Tambra, how are you today?
I'm doing excellent. I am doing absolutely excellent. I just came from dance class a little while ago, and, you know, that always stirs up some good spirits inside of me. So I'm doing great.
You're doing great.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, great. Well, I really want to let everybody know how special you are to me. You are one of my number one supporters, and I chose you to be my first guest because you're phenomenal. You're a phenomenal person.
Aww,
and you always have my back.
Thank you. Yes,
and,
yes, we have each other's back.
We try to have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we try. I think we do. We have each other's back.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I want you to tell the audience, the listeners,
mm-hmm.
who is Tambra Harris?
Well,
we know your background. We know your background. We know your resume.
Right.
Tambra Harris.
Which is what I was going to talk about. You know, quite often when people are asked, who they are, you know, they tell people what they do. And that's significant. You know, it's very significant for those of
right.
us who are really doing what we love to do. You know, for me, telling people that I am a dancer and I am a choreographer and I am a teacher and I am a drummer and I am a performing artist is significant because I absolutely love what I do. You know, as I do those things, I do them from the perspective of a wholehearted commitment to those things. You know, I do it from the perspective of living my purpose through those things. You know, so as a dancer, as a choreographer, as a teacher, as a performer, as an artist, as a drummer, I am doing what I know that I have been sent here to do, which is to really bring divine and beautiful love
yeah.
and support to people's lives, you know. And so as I come face-to-face with my students, I'm able to do that. As I come face-to-face with my audiences, I'm able to do that. And I'm blessed, you know what I mean? I really, really, really am blessed. And that's a big part of who I am, you know, walking through life, feeling blessed through my entire life allows me to be able to share myself, you know, with, you know, share myself fully in every environment that I'm in, you know, without feeling like I have to hold on to something and, you know, hold back a little bit because, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm not afraid. I've always had so much. I've always had so much.
And that just, I thought you were definitely the perfect person because I know wherever you go, whoever you're around, you are definitely, you bring out you're authentic. You're just authentic. You don't fake the funk, basically. and then you're talking about your purpose. For some reason, that keeps coming up, and it started with a day show last Wednesday, all about purpose. And I was just watching Oprah Winfrey's Life Class with T.D. Jakes, and he's talking about purpose and
wow,
passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you just brought that up, and you know what he was saying, and I'm just going to mention this really quick. What he was mentioning, because it definitely stood out for me. Whatever you do as far as your passion, you know, you may have a talent. You may have a talent, and you know, doesn't mean you know you need to go to the heights of that talent, but mm-hmm. that talent could be your transportation mm-hmm. to your purpose. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean necessarily that is your purpose, and we were trying to explain what purpose and passion was all about. And if you're passionate okay. about doing something, then mm-hmm. that is definitely something that, you know, you're leading to your purpose. You're leading mm-hmm. to your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but anyways, I just wanted to throw that out at you. Also wanted to find out, you know, this show, the topic is living in an authentic lifestyle. So what yeah. does it mean to you to live in an authentic lifestyle, an authentic life?
You know, I was talking to one of my other friends in California, and I was talking to her about some things that I was going through and experiencing, and she said, you are just so courageous because you don't care what other people think. And I said, well, I guess, you know, thank you, but I don't really think about what other people think, you know.
Right,
she was like,
right.
Exactly,
right.
I can tell, you know, I don't really think about what other people think. Now, you know, that doesn't mean that it doesn't ever cross my mind. You know, it does cross my mind because we are social beings and our socialization is important. Our acceptance, you know, from people in our families and our communities is important to establishing who we are as human beings as we walk, you know, on this earth. But what should not happen, you know, what should not happen is that we shouldn't be, you know, encaged in other people's thoughts and fears. And when we're living our authentic selves, you know, as I live my authentic lifestyle, my goal is really just to do the things that really I'm supposed to do, and the things that really make me feel good. And it may not look like what the person next door does. It may not look like what the person down the street does. It may not look like what the person does that works across the hall from me, or it may not look like what my other family members do, you know. But what I do need it to look like is I need it to look purposeful. So that allows me to live my authentic self without being reckless. You know what I mean? Without tearing up shop. Because some people think, oh, being authentic, I'm just going to be who I am and, you know, and throw caution to the wind and however it affects people, oh, well, whatever. You know, I don't feel like that about it. You know, I feel like
right.
being my authentic self is directly tied in and related to living my life purpose. And my life purpose isn't to hurt people. My life purpose is really just to be here to love people and support people in the best way that I can. And so for me, being authentic is allowing myself to open the doors that allow me to do those things, which allow me to love in a way that I want to love, which allow me to support and heal in the way that I want to support and heal. You know, I have, you know, experienced things that may not look like other people's ways of loving and healing and supporting, but I have to be comfortable with who I am. I have to walk in my shoes. You know, I have to make my own footsteps, and that's me being authentic. That's me being authentic.
That's right. That's right. You're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Call in with any of your questions or comments. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure to press 1 on your keypad. I just wanted to piggyback off of that authentic lifestyle. Yeah, you know, I find, you know, when you become more and more authentic with yourself mm-hmm. and with others, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good. You know, just take, for instance, when you authentically, you know, somebody asks you to do something, and you don't feel like doing it at that moment.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, you can either be unauthentic and say, okay, to please that other person,
mm-hmm.
or you can be authentic and please yourself
mm-hmm.
and say no, because that's what you feel like doing. So you, so being authentic, sometimes it can be a struggle to be just being truthful to yourself and truthful to others.
Absolutely.
Because people just, you know, they don't really want to hear the truth.
You're right. And it's not really for the weak at heart. You know, it really just continues to take me back to what your purpose is. You know, there are things that we are often presented with, and, you know, especially as adults. When you grow up, you know, your responsibilities get a little bit higher. You know what I mean?
Right.
The things that you are responsible for are greater, are much greater, and you don't always feel like doing those things. I don't always feel like performing. I don't always feel like teaching. I don't always feel like dancing. You know, I love doing those things. I don't always feel like it, you know. But when we are reminded of what our purpose is, you know, that can help us to make better decisions on what we should and what we should not do. And really, when people are able to see that you are walking in your purpose, they tend to be a little less annoyed with you if you tell them, you know, honestly, you know, I really can't do that right now. That's overextending me. I really can't do that right now. I'm not equipped to do that, you know, because they will have confidence in you being truthful. You know, your pattern, the patterns that we create are very, very important. So if we make sure that we establish patterns of consistency, establish patterns where we are always being truthful, where we are always being honest, you know, that people can accept the truth from us a little bit better. You know, they can accept you saying, you know, I really can't help you right now. I wish that I could. You know, I really wish that I could, but I really can't, you know. And it encourages us to be as communicative as possible. You know, communication is a very important piece in being authentic as well.
It is.
You know, it has a great bearing on how the other person receives what we're saying. You know, Stevie Wonder has this line in one of his songs, and he says, love is the way to ask permission to lay something heavy on one's head. You know, you can't just come and just throw it out there. You know, when you come with love, that's the way that you're asking permission. That relaxes them. That allows them to say, yes, I can listen to you. You know, yes, I can accept what you're saying. And it makes being authentic not so much of a challenge.
Exactly. Yes. I'm sorry.
It smooths out the road a little bit.
It does. I mean, I think once we adapt an authentic lifestyle, I think we can get closer and faster to our purpose more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because we're being so honest and truthful to ourselves, you know, it's like a filtering. Whoever's supposed to be in your life. You know, and if you could tell them the honest truth about everything around you, and they don't feel a certain way, or they or they just can't, you know, it will filter them out. It will just mm-hmm. filter them out, and mm-hmm. you know, and you it will remove some blocks in your life.
Absolutely.
And you know, that's what I feel. And you're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Call in with your questions or comments, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Another question I wanted to ask you is,
you brought up something that is very important. You know, you were talking about honesty, you know, with communication and honesty and being authentic. And the more that you do it, the closer that you get to your purpose, to walking your purpose. You know, honesty is being honest is something that you have to practice at. You know what I mean? We have to practice doing this. It doesn't come really easy for all of us because we are we are caught up, maybe not caught up, but we're very much influenced by the way other people perceive us, you know. So
right.
It is extremely challenging for some people to just be honest. The more that you practice it, the more that you are honest, the more opportunities you take to be honest with the people around you and honest with yourself, the more you're able to see, hey, that's not so bad. Hey, that person didn't react as horribly as I thought that I would,
as I thought they would.
You know? And so that kind of thing is something, again, that has to be consistent. You know, I want to be honest consistently. I'm consistently honest about what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling and what I desire and what I need. And it's very, very, very challenging, but it is absolutely and completely and totally necessary. I can't, you know, get all of the dance steps that are given to me as soon as I receive them. I have to practice them. You know, we didn't learn to walk just in a day. We had to keep practicing, you know, and we would fall down, but we have to get back up. And sometimes you're going to be honest. Sometimes you're going to be honest with people, and it's going to come out all wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes you think that you're saying the right thing, and you really feel in your heart that you're saying the right thing, and the person hears you in a way that is just so wrong, you know? So we are going to have those experiences sometimes with honesty. But we have to keep trying for that, because what it also does for the other person is it is a mental and emotional and spiritual exercise for them. You know, we can't underestimate their ability to accept things. And that's quite often what happens when we are not honest with other people, is we underestimate their ability to be able to accept whatever it is that we're going to say, whatever it is we may want, whatever it is we may desire, whatever it is that we may need. You know, so we pull back. You know, we become less authentic. We become less honest. You know, and when we decide to open up, that's when we're able to see something very special in other people too, which inspires us to be more honest the next time. It inspires us to be more authentic the next time around.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, just a second. I just wanted to piggyback off of that as far as more of the authentic, but also pertaining to sexuality as well. One of the things, you know, if you were listening as far as, you know, women in same-sex relations, as far as women going around not being as authentic. Now, don't get me wrong. I really want to point this out. I want to explain myself clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are authentically, they are butch.
Authentically masculine.
I've met some. That's who they are. That's who they are. That's how they were raised. That is just who they are, and they can't be nobody else but that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of people that are roaming around trying to be like a man, and I can't even say it's a man, a boy, because the people that they're trying to emulate, they're not
right.
men.
Right.
They're boys.
Right.
And it's like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You got your pants dragging now?
Right,
I don't understand. You know,
right.
So
anyway,
before I go to your response, I do have to take a 2 minute break.
Okay,
we're right at the half hour, so we'll be right back with a more authentic lifestyle.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to,
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
You're Pookie Bear.
You're Lammy Lumpkin.
You're Bubby Chubbs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important.
Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Okay, you're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Call in with your questions or comments, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Before we went on break, we were just talking about living an authentic lifestyle, and we were also talking about same-sex relations. Tambra?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
You were about to say something. I cut you off. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to just speak to how detached our societies have become from authenticity. You know, so our concepts of man and womanhood are not as balanced as they could be. And definitely ideals of man and womanhood are very much relative to the society in which you live. They're very much relative to the cultures in which we live. And so there are going to be varying degrees of what's considered acceptable, you know, masculine behaviors and acceptable feminine behaviors. And for our Western society, which is so new, you know, it's so right. New. We are still establishing so many of those things of what things mean to be, what does it mean to be masculine? What does it mean to be feminine? Mm-hmm. How does it look? How does that translate, you know? And
right.
Then what does it mean to reject those things? What does it mean to accept those things? What am I showing? What am I displaying? What am I feeling? And it's very confusing. You know, many of us live in states of constant confusion. It's not just people that express any particular sexuality or have chosen any particular sexual orientation or are living through the sexual orientation that they have come to the earth with. You know, it's not just that. It's not just those people who are living in a cloud that keeps them from being their authentic selves, you know. And so sometimes what we're finding is that when people are stepping into those realms of sexuality where they are open to expressing things that are not like their family member's sexuality, they're not like their neighbor's sexuality, when they're in that place, you know, sometimes they are dealing with thoughts and feelings that can be confusing just by simply stepping into that realm and saying, hey, this is who I am. Right. You know, this
right.
is what
right.
I am doing, you know. And not that I'm not saying that they are confused simply because they are deciding to express. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that stepping into that can come with a level of confusion because there are so many thoughts and feelings that come rushing to you that some of them may not even be your own. You know?
Right.
And so
right.
you know, one of the things that people begin to do initially is just, you know, when they're bombarded with a lot of energy, with a lot of things, they begin to reject a lot of things,
right.
push a lot of things away. And so you'll find that people that are having a hard time dealing with things that are feminine, you know, will begin to push feminine things away. People that have a hard time dealing with things that are masculine, you know, associated with masculinity in the society will begin to push things away that are masculine, you know.
Right.
And there are many of us who walk this earth who are born in female bodies, but we just have masculine ways. You know, there are many of us that are born in female
mm-hmm.
bodies, but
mm-hmm.
we just
I
have
believe that.
Feminine ways, you know, and the degree of expression of that may vary on different people. And I understand completely what you're saying, that sometimes people just simply are not being truthful about who they really are, what they really want to express. They feel trapped because, you know, yesterday they wanted to be with someone of the same sex, and today they don't. They feel trapped. They feel confused. What am I going to do with that? What am I supposed to do
with
that? How are those people that were at the party last night going to accept me if I say that to them, you know?
Exactly.
It just really takes, you know, takes me back again to what our purpose is. What is your purpose? What's my purpose? Why am I here? Am I here to just simply express loving whomever I want to love? Or am I here to express a real divinity and a real truth in love? Am I here to express femininity so that other people can be proud of who they are as women? Am I here to express masculinity so that we can begin to heal our communities and heal our families? What exactly am I here for? You know, what is
right.
my purpose? What's my purpose in my own personal life? What's my purpose in my family's life? What's my purpose in the lives of the people that are in my community? And what's my purpose in the greater world community? You know, those are things that we have to continue to ask ourselves in order to tap into who we really are and how we really should be walking.
Exactly. And I mean, just to go just a little bit deeper, we tend to have to go deeper than that. Sometimes we have some experiences when we were younger that we mm-hmm. that we blocked away and we felt maybe not safe to be feminine. So there's mm-hmm. there's so many different issues that people have. We don't know why they are the way they are.
But
it's time to it's time for us to have some type of healing and some type
mm-hmm.
of authentic lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you know,
and
because it's just not going to benefit them in the long run. And
right.
and getting to their purpose. But go, hold on before you say that.
Okay.
Aday is going to talk. There's a question in the chat room, and he's going to say the question.
Yeah. I'm actually going to flip it on you since you're such a pro in the first show. I'm so enjoying you and Tamara. Hey, Tamara, how are you doing?
Hi, Aday. How are you?
Wonderful. I haven't seen you in a while.
Great.
We need to catch up. But,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, we got a listener, got a question on the phone line, so I'm going to go to the phone line rather than the chat room. All right.
Okay.
Let's go live.
Okay.
Oh, what a setup. Hey, my love. It's Celeste. And hello, Tamara.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Celeste.
I'm so proud of you. For real.
And hey, guess what? I'm hoping, I can't see the phone lines, but I just want to say you are just rocking this on your first show. And
oh,
I need to connect.
Thank you.
And I'm going to, you know what, you want to come in authentically? Here I am on your show. I'm about to drop it for you real quick.
Oh,
there's
drop
a group.
Big. Oh, Celeste.
Yeah, there's a group that I was a part of when I was a teenager called SMILE, Sexual Minority Youth Assistance League. And one of my girlfriends, I was advertising for your show today, and one of my girlfriends from SMILE was like, hey, by the way, I was hanging out with you at SMILE. I directed her to call in. If she doesn't, she will be checking out your archive. So I've invited my whole rainbow family to learn how to live authentically with you. And that's what's up. I'm so proud of you.
That's great.
Thank you. And Tamara, you're beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I'm out. I'm still listening.
Oh, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate
thank
those
you.
Thoughts. I surely needed that.
And here is the question. And yes, I got to say, more love. I'm seeing here you're smiling. You're making me proud. I feel like a proud father.
I couldn't have done it without you a day.
That's why I'm proud. That's why I'm smiling. You're doing a good job. So here's the question. The question is, what message would you give to young women who want to walk in the land of authenticity, like Tamara and Molov? That's the question. What message would you give to young women who want to walk in the land of authenticity?
Okay, is that question for me directly or Monique or both?
For both of you.
Both of us. Okay. Well, let me see. For women who want to walk authentically, I'm just going to tell you exactly based on my experience. That's the only way I can tell you. And basically, they would just need to, you know, it's so easy to say this, love themselves. But how do you love yourself? And loving yourself is spending time with yourself, spending more time with yourself, getting to know who you are. Because once you get to know who you are, you're going to know what you like, what you don't like, and you can be more truthful to yourself and be more authentic. And when I say spend more time with just the little things. Maybe go to the park by yourself. Just have your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Just get with yourself. That's where I think you need to start as far as young women. Spending time with yourself, because we tend to want to spend time with, you know, all our friends and boyfriends or whoever, or be on chat or Facebook or texting. You know, we gotta push all that to the side,
mm-hmm.
and you know, treat yourself, nurture yourself, and love yourself. That's where
mm-hmm.
it starts. But go ahead, Pam, because I know you're going to elaborate on that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree totally. You know, I grew up as an only child. I was the only child in my house. And so I spent a lot of time by myself.
And I'm the only child, too. Only child, too.
I spent a lot of time by myself. So that afforded me, you know, many opportunities for introspection. You know, it afforded me many opportunities to get in touch with the things that I like to do and to be really honest and not compromise those things that I like to do. No, I don't like to do that. No, I don't like to eat that. I don't like to do those things. That's not me.
Right.
You know, the other thing is that I spent a lot of time with really strong elders. And something that happens now in the newness of our societies, you know, is that there's a gap in the generations. You know, we're not spending time with each other. I was reading in Maladoma Somei's book a few years ago of Water in the Spirit, and he was talking about how the children are just always with the elders, you know, because the elders are going to the place where the children just came from. You know, so they're always together. And I spent so much time with my grandparents, you know, with elders, with people who had already figured out so much stuff, you know, that just being in their presence gave me a level of being centered, you know, just being around them. I remember, you know, how my grandmother, the one that I spent the most time with, she would just, you know, the TV, she would just eventually turn off the TV. She didn't want to hear the ignorant box anymore. So like you said, turning off all of those electronic devices so you can really just hear your own vibration is important. So we would, you know, I would be at my grandmother's house after school or in the summertime or, you know, on the weekends, and she would just turn the TV off. If there wasn't anything that she wanted to watch that was on, you know, if it wasn't on, she would just turn it off. And we would sit there. We would sit on the porch. Or we would sit in the living room, and we would sit there, we would talk to each other with no sounds until the sun went down, and we wouldn't turn on any lights, and then it would eventually get dark, you know, and we would still be there together, and that is something that many of us aren't used to doing, because it puts us in touch with our own thoughts. You know, sitting in silence, maybe sitting in, you know, some level of darkness puts us in touch with our own thoughts. And sometimes our own thoughts are so scary, we want to run in the other direction. In terms of things that young women can do is, yes, like Monique said, get in touch with yourself. Spend some time with yourself. That's one thing. And the other thing that I'm strongly encouraging is spending time with elders who have it figured out. You know, with elders who you respect and trust. There are a lot of people that are older than us that you already know, I do not trust that person farther than I can throw them. Those wouldn't be the people that you should hang out with. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You can feel when someone is in touch with their own spirit. You can feel when someone is in touch with their own sense of authenticity, you know, and spending time with as a young woman, spending time with women who know themselves makes a huge difference. So as I was growing up, as I came into my conscious understanding of how I wanted to be as a woman, I put myself in circles with strong women.
Right.
I didn't allow people into my sphere, into my cipher that were not that. You know, so I had strong elder women, you know, 10 or 15 years my elders, I had those women in my circle, and I had women in my peer group that I believed in, that I trusted, that I looked up to, and that inspired me. I wasn't just out to only have a good time, although I love having a good time. Monique, you know, I love laughing and giggling and playing and
definitely
all of that good stuff, you know, but I have been very particular about who I allow in my most intimate circles and in my most intimate spaces. And by intimacy, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about the connection of human spirits, you know, who I allow into my home, who spends the night at my home, who comes over, who has a key, who even crosses the threshold. You know what I'm
saying? Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And those are the kinds of things that we are not as particular about. You know, many of us have Facebook pages with 900 to 1,000 friends. You know, the term friend has been so warped and tainted, you know what I mean? Some people are not always our friends, but we really have good companionship, good friendship, good examples of wisdom and love and support and understanding, honesty, authenticity. We have to seek those things out, consciously seek those things out. And those people will come our way and definitely help us to get on our right path.
That's right. I say. I am so thrilled. You know what? We have done this show. It is almost over. We only have a couple minutes left. And Tamara, you have just taken it all the way home. There was something that I had to throw out here. The song that we played earlier was Fungo by Giwaya Mata.
Mm-hmm.
Funga, that's what I thought. Okay, Funga by Giwaya Mata. Their website is giwayamata.com. We also played Kali, I Am Free. And I just wanted to go ahead and throw those credits out because I did forget to do that. Wanted to thank you, Tamara, so much for being on my very first show. I have more questions to ask you, but we are only an hour. That hour go by quick.
It does. Time flies when you're having fun.
Okay, exactly. We have actually two more minutes. So I want a question in right now, real quick, if you can sum it up in 2 minutes. What gives you true joy?
Is this question for Tamara?
This question is for Tamara.
Okay, all right. True joy. Well, one of the things that gives me true joy is really seeing other people happy. You know, One of the reasons why I'm as silly as I am sometimes is because I really like to see other people smile. You know, one of the reasons that I perform is I like to see people smile. I like to see them feeling good. So that brings me a sense of true joy. And that's something that I see in other people that brings me joy. You know, for myself, I like to... I love to dance. That brings me a lot of joy.
So and I know it does.
Yes, that brings me a lot of joy. But, you know, there are things that, you know, really indulging in the things that I love. I love to sleep. I love to eat. I love to dance. I love to make people laugh. Those are things that bring me true joy. And because when I'm doing those things, I'm at peace. You know what I mean? So my peace and my joy are directly related.
That's right. That's right. And my true joy is seeing other people have joy. I love when people are dancing, when they're dancing to DJ Motion. I love when people are eating my food, when they're eating Kanava Cafe's food. Mm-hmm. I love that. That gives me joy. I am your host, Mo Love, of My Authentic Lifestyle. We air every third Sunday of the month. So please come back in 3 weeks. I know that's a long time. But we're working on making this a weekly thing. The day is going to make me make this a weekly thing. But I just want to say thank you to everybody that tuned in and listened and their questions. We will be back talking about My Authentic Lifestyle, where your silence is not protected.
Monique?
Thank you. Yes?
It is gyanmata.org and not .com.
.org.
All right, .org. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that correction. .org.
No,
okay, got it.
All right.
Got it. All right, peace and love. Thank you so much.
We can fly.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.